It is well known in the halakha that if one eats a kabetza of bread, which would be 2 ounces of bread, of course he has to make the tilat yadayim beforehand. And since he's eating a kabetza, he must make the tilat yadayim im beracha, with a beracha. Question is now, how fast does he have to eat the bread? In which time span does he have to eat the kabetza in order to justify the beracha that he made? Well, it's clear that normally we say when a person eats a kezayit, he has to eat it within the time span that the halakha calls kedeh achilat paris, measured into time according to Hacham of Adya alav Shalom. That would be 7.5 minutes. And therefore, when a person eats a kezayit in 7.5 minutes, so that's kedeh achilat paris. Now, since over here he needs to eat a kabetza, so he has to eat the first kezayit within 7.5 minutes, and he has to eat the second kezayit also within 7.5 minute time. The question is, what about the time in between kezayit number one and kezayit number two? So Chacham Avadya says there should not be a gap more than kedeh achilat paris. So therefore, a person ate the first kezayit in 6 minutes, is good. Then he can't eat so much bread so fast. So 3 minutes later, he started to eat the second kezayit, and he ate it within 4 minutes. So he's okay, because he ate each kezayit within a 7.5 minute span, and there was no space between the kezayitot of 7.5 minutes. But a person ate a kezayit, b'chdei achilat paris, and then he ate his whole se'udah. And then at the end of the meal, right before the Kant Amazon, he takes another kezayit and eats it b'chdei achilat paris. Since there was a gap of 7.5 minutes between kezayit number one and kezayit number two, although he has to make netilat yadayim, however, he would not make netilat yadayim with the beracha, because the kezetim or kezetot were not eaten in the proper time span. So this is an advice. The best thing to do is to knock it off in the beginning of the seudah. To eat the kezetim, kezetot, and finish. So therefore you have no problem of the beracha that you made on the netilat yadayim. This is written in the Yakut Yosef, in the Berachot, on number 2, on page 77, in the footnote.